Cade crouched amidst the brush at the edge of the train tracks, watching as the Templars moved down the tracks toward the bridge. Riley was already there, standing in the middle of the span, with the gun in his hands, pointing at a second figure standing on the railing as if ready to jump off into the waters far below. Something about that second figure was immediately comforting to him, like the sight of home after a long absence, but he couldn't quite put his finger on why. The figure was smaller than Riley, that was easy to see, but he couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman from this far away, never mind who it might be. He was going to have to get closer if he wanted to understand what was going on. Cade stood, hoping to get a better view of the heads of the men in front of him. A gust of breeze chose that moment to cross the bridge, and in doing so, it swept a long lock of hair out from behind the figure's head. A lock of auburn-colored hair. The shock of recognition was like a lightning bolt through his brain, and Cade was already rushing forward even as the woman reached up to corral her wayward hair and push it back behind her ear with a motion that was intimately familiar to Cade. The woman on the bridge was his wife, Gabrielle. Cade's footfalls alerted the soldiers ahead of him, and they spun about, the muzzles of their weapons pointing in his direction as they prepared to fire on the unexpected intruder.
Hold!
Cade forced his way through the ranks of the Templars until he reached his former squadmate.
What the hell are you doing here?
Riley grabbed Cade's arm and pulled him to a halt. Cade didn't even look at him. His attention was entirely focused on Gabrielle.
Don't you recognize her? That's my wife.
No, it's not.
But Cade wasn't listening. He shook himself free of Riley's grip and took two steps forward, putting him at the vanguard of the Templar formation and only a few yards away from the woman he'd been raising hell trying to find.
Gabrielle, can you hear me?
She turned and looked down at him from her perch on the railing. At first, there was nothing in her eyes, no recognition, no feeling, and he thought she was gone for good. But then her vision seemed to clear, and he knew that she could see him, that she knew who he was. Her next words confirmed it.
Cade?
I'm here, Gabby. Don't worry. We're gonna help you.
He didn't know how she'd managed to free herself from the adversary or what on earth she was doing standing on a bridge in the middle of the Connecticut woods, but it didn't matter. All that mattered was that she was here and that she recognized him. It proved she was still Gabrielle Williams. After all she'd suffered through, she was still the woman he'd fallen in love with so many years before. He glanced over at Riley and was surprised to see that his friend was still standing with his weapon at the ready and watching Gabrielle like a hawk.
Hey, take it easy. It's okay. She's not a threat to anyone. It's okay. You can lower your weapons. I've got this.
But Cade couldn't have been more wrong. Gabrielle was staring at the men gathered on the bridge in front of her, as if noticing them for the first time. As Cade looked on, a startling transformation swept over her face. Her gaze lost its softness, growing hard and focused in a matter of seconds. The gentle smoothness of her features disappeared, replaced with harsh lines and angles as they took on a more predatory appearance. Even the color fled from her eyes, leaving nothing but silvery orbs. In seconds, the woman Cade knew was replaced by a total stranger who stared at him as if he were utterly beneath her contempt.
Help me. What makes you think I need your help?
Cade knew that voice. He'd first heard it in his own kitchen on a hot summer night, when an inhuman killer had come to call, and it had haunted his dreams every night since. It might be speaking through his wife's lips, but it did not belong to his wife. It was the voice of the adversary, and in the next moment it attacked. What Cade had taken to be a long leather coat was suddenly revealed to be a pair of enormous bat-like wings. As they sprang open, the adversary launched itself into the air directly at the Templars. Riley threw himself at Cade, knocking him to the ground ahead of him as the demon swept overhead, raking the air where their heads had been seconds before with fingers that morphed into claws even as it struck.
No!
Cade pushed himself up on his hands, his head swiveling to take in the scene behind him in the wake of the adversary's passing, knowing already what he would see, but desperately wishing he was wrong. He opened his mouth to shout, to order the men behind him to hold their fire, but his cry was drowned out by the roar of more than a dozen submachine guns going off nearly simultaneously as the Templars opened fire. Cade could only watch in horror as the adversary seemed to dance and shake in midair as two squads of Templar knights hit it with concentrated firepower at the same time. The creature was blown off course by the simultaneous impact of so many projectiles and disappeared over the side of the bridge. The former Echo Team commander lurched to his feet and raced to the railing.
Gabrielle!
He searched the water for any sign of her. Beside him, the Templar soldiers were doing the same, but for a very different reason. It was too dark to see much, and the sound of the water rushing past 100 feet below covered any sounds their quarry might have been making.
Anyone see it?
Where did it go?
Riley stepped up beside him and put a hand on his shoulder.
You all right?
You son of a bitch! You knew!
The adversary exploded upward from the river below, moving so quickly that those lining the railing barely had time to focus before it was upon them. It had no weapon other than its claws, but they were all it needed as it lashed out at the closest individuals as it rushed past, laying the throats of two men open to the bone. It headed for the nearby trees in an attempt to put something between it and the Templars on the bridge. Cade's gaze followed the creature as it raced for safety and found himself mentally cheering it on, knowing it was the only way Gabrielle was going to survive. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Riley bring his weapon up, preparing to fire, and that was more than he could take. Cade flung himself at his former comrade in arms, knocking the barrel of his weapon downward just as he went to open fire.
What the hell are you doing?
Riley wrenched his weapon free of Cade's grip and hurriedly tried to line up another shot. Cade went nuts. He knocked Riley's gun aside a second time with one hand while punching him in the face with the other. The blow caught Riley completely by surprise, and his head rocked backwards. Cade swept Riley's legs out from under him and rode him down to the ground. He began pummeling him with both hands in a fit of white-hot rage. Riley was the bigger of the two men, but the intensity of Cade's attack had caught him by surprise, and Cade had the upper hand as he kept Riley pinned to the ground. It might have gone on that way for several minutes if some of the other Templars hadn't seen Riley's plight and rushed to his side. Three men tried to drag Cade off the Echo Team commander, but all they managed to do was earn several blows of their own as Cade successfully fought them off. Those few moments of respite were all Riley needed, however. When Cade raised his fists, Riley jabbed him in the side with the taser he'd managed to pull off his belt.
Sorry, boss.